How did Steve Jobs get John Sculley to work for Apple?
Welcome to Daily Direction, helping you discover the truth of God's Word with UMI founder and chairman, Dr. Melvin Banks.
Steve Jobs went to New York to persuade John Sculley to leave PepsiCo and work for Apple Computer. He pleaded, but Sculley did not budge until Steve Jobs said, "Do you want to spend the rest of your life selling sugared water, or do you want to change the world?" As Sculley caught the vision of changing the world with computers, he decided to take the job. Jesus challenged his disciples with an even greater vision. He had spent 3 years with them, and during those vital years, he had conveyed God's plan to establish his kingdom, and he had defeated sin, Satan, and death. Before leaving the earth, Jesus met with his disciples. He challenged and commissioned them and us with his vision for this age. He said, "I have been given all authority in heaven and on earth. Therefore, go and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit. Teach these new disciples to obey all the commands I have given you. And be sure of this, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." Jesus' vision and mission is that we make disciples of all nations, that we baptize and teach believers to obey all that Jesus taught. He then gave them and us this assurance: he would be with us always, even to the end of the age. Guess what? Jesus' vision has not changed. His commission has not expired.
If you'd like to learn more about God and his plan for your life, visit urbanministries.com